Mom reads.
The Moon Caught in the Marsh, a folk tale from East Anglia. The moon looked down on the marsh. It was oozy and murky, and people were afraid to cross the marsh at night unless the moon was shining. It was said that on dark nights the marsh goblins would lead travelers astray and drag them down into the clinging black mud. Now the moon did not believe these tales, but she decided to see for herself. She wrapped herself in a great dark cloak and slipped down to the marsh. All you could see was her tiny silver feet below the cloak. But the goblins could see in the dark. As soon as they saw the moon's silver feet, they all crept up close to her and tried to pull at the great cloak with their horrid, cold hands. The moon realized exactly what the travelers had to put up with. And then she heard a cry coming from quite close by. It was a poor man who had come to fetch the doctor for his wife, who was going to have a baby. In the deep dark, he had tripped over a tree root and hurt his foot. The beastly goblins ran away from the moon the moment they heard the man cry out, and they began pushing and pulling him here, there, and everywhere. The man yelled out in fear, and the moon was so upset that she flung aside her cloak and shone out in all her bright glory. The goblins scattered, their eyes hurting from the brilliance of the moon. The man escaped from the marsh and ran all the way to the doctor in the clear moonlight, and later that night his wife safely produced a beautiful little girl with shining white hair. Everyone always said she looked like a moonbeam. But the moon was still in the marsh, and she found her tiny silver feet were stuck in the mud. She turned this way and that, but she could not get out. And then she stumbled and fell with a splash into the dark black mud. Instantly, her glorious light went out. With wicked cries of delight, the goblins all came running back and rolled a great flat stone over the spot where the moon lay trapped. Not a single beam of her light was to be seen. Days went by, and then weeks. The villagers waited anxiously for the new moon, but there was no sign of it. When a month had gone by, several of the villagers gathered together to decide what to do. The man who had been rescued the night his daughter was born suggested that perhaps the moon might be found near where he had been caught by the goblins. They set off towards the spot, bravely determined to find out what had happened to the moon. They all carried flaring torches and sang bold songs to cheer themselves. When they reached the spot, the first thing they saw was the great flat stone. The next thing they saw was hundreds and hundreds of nasty, spiteful goblins. The goblins tried to blow out the torches, but the men relit them as fast as ever possible. The men waded out into the marsh and with a huge effort lifted the side of the great stone. Out shone a blinding ray of moonlight. The goblins all disappeared, shrieking in dismay. Slowly, slowly, the men lifted the stone, and the grateful moon sailed high into the sky once more. She shone down on the men as they walked home, and she shone the next night, and the next. Best of all, from that day forth, there was never a goblin to be seen or heard in that part of the country. The end.